Hey, welcome to Your Inner Radiance. Today, I want to share some of my favorite go-to life hacks for boosting my mood when I'm not feeling well, not feeling positive, feeling anxious or lethargic or bad about myself. These are things that happen to everybody. They're all thoughts and feelings that are on just the spectrum of negativity. And it's so important to shift those as soon as we can back into a frequency of positivity, of joy, of gratitude, of happiness. Because as you probably know, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably know the law of attraction. It states that whatever we think about, we are attracting to ourselves. And this is also taught in Ayurveda. It's one of the principles that we learn in Ayurveda. Like increases like, opposites decrease. And that means whatever we're thinking, whatever we're feeling, we're going to attract more of that same frequency of thoughts and feelings and circumstances to ourselves. And so I remember this all the time. And when I notice I'm in a bad mood, feeling negative about something, feeling irritable, feeling anxious, I try to shift it as soon as possible. And I do that by actually doing things in my body. The body is the best way to shift your thoughts. And I'm going to lead you in them. So this episode is interactive. So it's not just for listening. I hope you're going to join along. Really simple practices to do. And the first one is just a breathing practice. And I call it breathe, pause, let go. And that has become like a mantra to me. It's as simple as taking a deep breath, pausing, holding the breath in for a moment, feeling expansion, and then letting it all go. And I breathe in through the nose and breathe out through the mouth. This is a powerful practice in shifting our nervous system state because our breath is one of those parts of our physiology that is possible to do involuntarily, but it's also possible to shift to do voluntarily. And this is a direct way that we can shift our nervous system. So join with me. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Fill up your belly. Pause. Hold it in. Expand your chest without creating tension. Open your mouth. Let it go. So we're going to do four more of those. Deep breath in through the nose. Pause, hold. Expand, expand, expand without getting tense in your jaw and your eyes. Just feel that expansion. Open your mouth, let it go. Again, breathe. Let go. Two more. Breathe. Sigh it out all the way. Last one. Make it really big and full and mean it. Let it all go. Close your mouth. Breathe in and out through your nose. If you can, close your eyes and just notice what you feel. Notice what is pulsing through your body now. Notice what kind of frequency, what kind of thoughts and feelings you feel now. Notice if maybe you want to curl your lips up into a smile, which actually leads me to another one of my life hacks for shifting my mood. And it's really simple. It's just smiling. And it's not that we have to fake it, because sometimes we don't feel really joyous to smile, but we know that our physiology reflects our mental state. So we can choose to try putting on a smile, even if we're not feeling great at all, and we can see what happens. And I pretty much guarantee you it's gonna shift. So smile now, like open mouth, big teeth showing smile. And we're just gonna hold that smile. Feel it start to really radiate into your eyes. Feel it start to radiate across your heart. In the words of one of my teachers, Kelly, feel it start to radiate across your whole body so that you feel a whole body smile. The great Vietnamese Buddhist teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh, he said, sometimes our joy is the source of our smile, and sometimes our smile can be the source of our joy. So keep smiling. Feel your cheeks maybe start to hurt from smiling. That's a good kind of hurt. Feel it easy. No tension. And now let go of any effort. So if the smile's not natural, let it go. If it's natural to keep it, keep it. And just let yourself notice here. Let yourself rest and bask in the effects of your smile. And see how you feel now. All right, I hope you're feeling better than you were before and enjoyed the smile. You can always do that. The great thing these days about wearing masks in public is that you can do it in public without feeling silly at all. I was doing it on the airplane yesterday, just sitting there smiling away. And, you know, if you're cool, then if you don't have a mask on, then you just smile all the time and you're going to be feeling better and making others feel better too by sharing your smile. And speaking of contagious, because, you know, smiles are contagious, so are yawns. We know that. Yawning is actually my next life hack for shifting my mood. I actually learned this practice from a tantra teacher, like a sexual tantra teacher. And it really is amazing how quickly it shifts your nervous system state. Yawning helps put you into the parasympathetic nervous system state, which is the place where we are calm and relaxed and immediately start to shift away from anxiety and frustration and irritability and into feelings of contentment and joy. So just like yawning is contagious when you hear someone yawning or see someone yawning or even hear somebody talk about yawning, when you start to yawn, like pretend you're yawning, when you start to make those actions of yawning, you actually help to make yourself yawn for real. So we're going to start doing that. And even hearing me try to yawn is probably going to help you do it. And we're just going to see how that makes us feel. So go ahead and just, this one is kind of where you fake it till you make it. Just keep going. And even if the real yawn doesn't come, just keep doing it. And maybe it does come. So hopefully you felt the benefits of a yawn. Oh, there's one. Right there. Now, just rest in that afterglow and see how you feel from your yawns. All right. I bet you're feeling good right now. And those are three practices that you can do simply anywhere you are. You can do it in public, you can do it in the car. There is one more top practice I have for shifting my mood, which I suppose you could do it anywhere, but you may not want to. You might want to be at home for this. And it's dancing. Dancing is a surefire way for me to shift my mood, shift my energy, feel better. You get your heart rate going and you are shaking loose all the tension. And if you find a good song you love and just, you know, let your body do its thing, I have never failed by doing this. So we're going to try this together. If you're in a place you can do this, you can just imagine I'm dancing with you so you're not the only one. I'm going to put on one of my favorite songs, Meghan Trainor, Feel Better When I'm Dancing. All right, here it is. So see if you can feel it. Onto your hearts, one over the other. That was just 3 minutes of dancing. Close your eyes. Smile if you feel it. Feel that smile spread across your chest, your whole being. Let your hands move like a circle over your heart. Just giving yourself that self touch, self-love. Take your breaths deep and full. Continue to let the dance move you in just a little sway, rocking foot to foot, feeling the hips sway in a natural rhythm. just letting yourself absorb any feelings of joy created, felt from your movements, your breathing, your smile. Take some sighs or take some yawns. Just feel that release of the tension that you don't need to be carrying. Deep inside of us, what is taught in all the great wisdom traditions, that our core, our nature is bliss. Anandamaya Kosha, our inner layer, is pure joy and bliss. Let yourself be who you are. Don't let all the little things, all the challenges, frustrations, work, commitments, family, relationships, don't let those things keep you down. There's challenges in life, to be sure, every day. But do we want to let them turn us negative? Do we want to dwell there? Do we want to bear the burden, the heavy burden of worry, stress, anger? Or do we want to face those challenges with joy in our hearts, with kindness for ourselves, with kindness for our family, our friends? We get to choose. It's a choice we make each moment. Every moment you start to feel stressed, you feel your body start to tighten. You feel your eyebrows start to scrunch in, your jaw start to feel tense. You can choose. Ah, deep breath, a smile. No, I'm not going to hold that. Yes, I'm going to choose joy. I'm going to let that go. I can do life. I can manage the stress. I can manage the challenges without letting them take over my joy. I choose freedom. Say these things with me. I choose freedom. I choose joy. I'd rather be happy. Thank you so much for listening, practicing with me. These are just a few of some of my favorite practices for getting back to my natural state, which I know is joy, is compassion, is freedom. So I hope this is helpful for you. I hope it's something you'll want to come back to. Please reach out to me on my website, lilyrussoyoga.com, or connect with me on Instagram, yoga.art.lilyrusso, that's LilyRusso, or Facebook, yoga.art.lilyrusso. I would just love to be connected, stay in touch, hear how you're enjoying the podcast, or please leave a review if you're enjoying it, if this podcast is making you feel better, if this is inspiring you in any way, please leave a review. Let me know. Subscribe. Let's stay in touch. This is my path too. I get down. I forget. I stray from my path all the time. That's why I am dedicated to these practices, because I need them. We all need them. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Choose your smile. Choose your joy.